There is brand new music from Iron Country family member and good friend of ours, Jeremy McComb. It's called Every Road, right here on Iron Country. And you might have remembered that. He played that in the studio for us a while back, and he's on the phone with us this morning. We want to welcome back to Iron Country, Jeremy McComb. How you doing, brother?
Good morning, my friend. Good morning.
It's always good to talk to you, my man. We had Huck on with us yesterday, and having you on with us today, it seems like the fitting thing is Iron Country celebrating our sixth anniversary this week. And it was about 6 years ago in December when you first made your first trip up here.
Dude, that's crazy. That's insane. Well, happy anniversary.
Thank you.
That's about 5 years and 11 months longer than most people's first anniversary. So. At least in my family. I don't know how it is for everybody else, but yeah, that's a big accomplishment, man.
Now, let's wind the clock back a little bit, brother. Let's go back to that.
Not go too far back.
Let's go back to where I said, hey, man, do you want to come up here and play a show? And
yeah.
We hooked you up with Pogo.
Yeah, it was crazy. Obviously you and me have known each other for a long time, and out of the blue kind of got this. I think it was an email or a messenger on Facebook or something, yeah. Or maybe you texted me. I don't remember, but like, hey man, would you be interested in coming up to a little town in Wisconsin? And I was like, man, I'm always down for a good time. So that was kind of how it all started. And man, I can't believe it's coming up on 6 years. That 6 years is crazy.
It is crazy. And, we were talking with Huck yesterday about what a special atmosphere it is when you come up here and play the room and when you play at the lot. Tell everybody what it's like for you as a singer-songwriter and an artist to play in those two special places.
Well, it's just nice to, it's just such a special thing to be able to get that kind of an environment on the road. You know, obviously it happens at the Bluebird, it happens at the Listening Room, but it's also kind of to be expected. You know, it's almost cliche here because, you know, it's just what Nashville is. And so for, you know, it to happen at a place not in Nashville and, you know, 1,000 miles away, to just find these crowds. And, you know, we're starting to see it more and more, you know, even on our trip over to Europe, like music lovers are putting these places together, but Boxcars and the lot and the room and, you know, all those things, it's just a great culmination of, you know, synergy between, you know, the radio station with you and Pogo and, you know, them getting up there and telling everybody to, you know, hey, here's the deal. We're here to listen to songs and listen to the stories. And it always baffles me that anybody cares what I have to say about anything, but it's one of those things where it's such a special thing. It's literally the reason you make art, is to play in rooms like that. So when you have the opportunity to play and be in that room, and then when we have the opportunity to share it, you know, we brought Dan up, and now it's his favorite venue in America. And then, you know, we're a ton of people are playing there now, and you know, Jeffrey Steele's, and you know, Jeffrey Steele doesn't need to leave his house.
Yeah,
he's written how many 35 number ones or whatever it is. Jeffrey Steele has enough money to never have to leave his house again. Travis Meadows doesn't need to leave his house. Those kinds of guys, but they're still coming to Clinton to play. There's a reason for that. It's because it's an incredibly unique experience to be able to go in there, to be able to hear a pin drop, to have people so invested in the art.
Well, and you know, the other thing too, Jeremy, you become, as Pogo likes to refer to you, as our the adopted son of Clinton.
Yeah.
The people around the area, man, they love you. I mean, they pretty much consider you as one of their own. And you're up here a few times a year, and that pretty much tells us how much you love it up here.
I do. I really do. And we look forward to it more than really any other spot. You know, it has become like a hometown, the second hometown to me. And I know all the other guys look at it the same way. Everybody always looks forward to these shows, and we circle it on the calendar every time it comes up. We're like, all right, man, you know, so, you know, we're doing this. And then in December, we're going to be bringing my Christmas tour up there, which is a totally different thing than what I normally do. So that's going to be fun to share with you guys too. It's, it's really just been a great year, and I'm super excited for the old McComb and Friends Festival this weekend. It's going to be great.
Yeah. Now tell us, Jeremy, what have you been up to? It seems like every time I turn around, you got something new going. You're like the busiest man in professional show business. What's going on with Jeremy McComb?
Well, we do have a lot going on. We, you know, we've got the last single, which was Back Before I Knew You, with Caroline Jones from the Zac Brown Band, and that song has been doing incredible. I wanted to throw one more out before we got the record to come out and the next single. So we actually slid Every Road out. I just love that song. I wrote it at my kitchen table. It's about my childhood. It was inspired by watching Winnie Cooper and the Wonder Years. And I put my parents on the cover of it, you know, so when people go listen on Spotify or whatever, they can see the cover. And it's me, I think, as a 3-year-old wearing a cowboy hat. But we're doing that. We're partnering with an incredible company. You know, I've had a sponsorship with Kimes for a long time. We're working with them on some pitches over at Yellowstone. We got asked to send a song over for the next season. We'll see what happens with that. We had Last Man Standing end up on Old Henry, which was a Western that's streaming right now on Showtime, which is just kicking ass. And then we just partnered with 8-Man Strong, which is a t-shirt company with a mission. And for the next single and the album release, we're going to do a 8-Man Strong co-branded t-shirt to inspire people who feel, you know, like they are underdogs, people that have been counted out, people that have been discounted their whole lives and pushed around, and, you know, guys who felt like we feel. And we're going to give all the money to the Operation Underground Railroad, which is an incredible organization where these military guys go out and kick the crap out of and arrest these guys that are putting together sex trafficking and stuff. So really great organization. 8-Man Strong's coming on to help us out with that. So we have a lot happening.
Wow.
Yeah, and then we're going back to Europe on tour too in November. So
outstanding. Well, for everybody that doesn't know, we're going to have McComb Over Fest. I like the name. I like the name of the festival. And I mean, it's 2 days of nothing but great music. Tell us about what's going to go on this weekend, Jeremy.
Yeah, we're piling everybody up on the bus. We're bringing Rick Huckabee up, who obviously everybody knows Huck. You talked to him yesterday, and you know all the songs he's written for Tracy Lawrence and Trace Atkins and Thomas Rhett. And the Sac Alliance boys are coming up. Craig Gertis is going to be up there with his band. Pogo's band is playing. And there's just going to be a ton of storytelling and songwriters and funny stories and new stories and new songs. And Friday night is the songwriter night, so everybody can come out. You're going to get the up-close, personal, you know, heartfelt stories and songs. And then the next night, Saturday, everybody's going to be playing full bands. So it'll be full band shows and rocking and high energy and yeah, it's going to be pretty crazy.
All right. Well, we're all looking forward to it. You get your tickets now. You can get them at Boxcars. Go over to Boxcars, have lunch, pick up a couple of tickets. Also, you can get them at Ticketsauce.com, or you can get them by calling 608-676-1149. As I look at the clock right now, Pogo should be at work, so you can, you know, get him, keep him busy.
Yes, he needs the help.
He does need the help, doesn't he? Well, Jeremy, we love it when you come up here, man. You've been such a great friend to Iron Country, and we do appreciate you taking time to talk to us today. And we always let our artists pick the song out of the interview, buddy. So what are we going with?
Oh, man. I don't know. Let's play Back Before I Knew You.
All right. There you go. Jeremy McComb, you're always welcome back here in Iron Country, and we'll see you this weekend.
Sounds great, brother. Love you guys.